On the days the mill is operating, a century-old steam whistle sounds at noon over Park Falls. It's been silent for most of the past year. Hundreds of people lost their jobs as the mill fell into bankruptcy, a blow to the facility that dates to Park Falls' earliest days.
The foundations for that machine were put in 1897.
Mayor Michael Boblek showed me around the idle mill that's about to come to life again. The city celebrated the new Park Falls Pulp and Paper Company on Wednesday. The mill's pulp operation is already running. Its three paper machines will do the same in the coming weeks after a year without production and without jobs.
And it was extraordinarily stressful. Last summer was the summer of hell for this community and the workers here.
Boblek estimates he's spent 80% of his hours as mayor trying to negotiate a future for the mill. He's excited about the new ownership group, which is headed by a New Jersey man named Yong Liu.
Thank you, everybody, for gathering together today to celebrate the opening for this old and the new paper mill. After a year of rest, the mill is back.
Managers may shift the mill away from traditional papermaking on machines that are about a century old, instead focusing on paper products more in demand. For all Mayor Boblek cares, as long as the mill is running and the whistle is sounding, the future in Park Falls is bright.
Lights are on, paper will be starting to be made. It's just good to smell the sulfur again in the air. You know, people wake up and smell the flowers while our flowers are sulfur.
For WXPR News, I'm Ben Meyer in Park Falls.